paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Conversations with Demetrius Ivory are sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Demetrius, I was watching you on WGN TV News the other night.
Good, we need it. Just kidding.
And who's the culprit? Who put the Michigan graphics up as you were doing the weather?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
They got so much snow. And it's so close, and, you know, yada, yada. We have people around here who visit Michigan, yeah, whatever.
Wasn't there a big rivalry about to happen?
Yeah, I went to Ohio State, and it was just like, we made this graphic, and then once it came up, I just thought, like, well, I'm saying all these Michigan names, and I don't even, you know, this week, at least last week, I didn't like Michigan. So if
I forgot all about that game this weekend. Who won, Demetrius?
You know what? This is how bad I am about this. I didn't even see the end of the game. When it was close, I think it was tied or something, 10 to 10 or I don't know, something like that in the third, fourth quarter. I left. There's no reason why they should have been on the field with us. I mean, the reason why is because, you know, they're a proud organ, whatever. And they have good, talented people, blah, blah. But there was no reason. I was like, I'm not even going to watch this. I know exactly how it's going to end. And then all of a sudden, my phone just started going crazy. With everyone who's, you know, Notre Dame fans become Michigan fans this week. You know, everyone's a Michigan fan, and they won. So, why do bad things happen to good people?
I actually tuned in. I tuned in Saturday just to see how badly Michigan was losing right before the field goal when they sealed the victory. Sorry.
It was the ugliest game. When I tuned in, there were like four turnovers in like four straight plays. I said, you know what, that's it. You know, I can't do this. So it's tough. It's tough right now. Everyone wants to fire our coach. I'm afraid we'll get another one who'll lose to Michigan. You know, I don't know.
Well, I noticed that. I watched it, and it was funny because you're like, okay, Michigan's not going to be up there for the next hit. Not happening.
Well, you know what? Like, there's always this question because a lot of people, you know, when you move to a town or go somewhere to do weather, you know, all of a sudden, you know, oh, I'm a Broncos. Like, if you move to Denver, I'm a Broncos fan. Go Colorado. And I've always hated people who do that, like news anchors and stuff who, you know, just kind of, you know, switch allegiance to what the crowd. So I've always been one of those people who just tries to, you know,
stay true to yourself.
I lived in Pittsburgh for 8 years, and I'm from Cleveland. I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. And it almost cost my job once or twice, but
really?
But I stuck with my guns. You know, I didn't hate the Steelers, but the fact that I didn't hate the Browns was sometimes a problem. So,
Cubs or Sox fan?
Oh.
Or don't, Indians.
Don't
or
be a suck up, yeah.
Yeah. So grew up a Cubs fan. Very happy that they got, you know, they had a couple good years. Grew up a Cubs fan. Now I'm kind of rooting on the Sox because, you know, the Cubs got one, and I'm more of a Sox fan just because I feel like the Cubs have kind of gotten like a little too hoity-toity for me. You know, like they don't come on GN anymore. It's like kind of like a weird thing. Like I don't think I fit that much in that whole
thing. They've lost their Cleveland.
They're not like the lovable losers anymore. Now they're the ones who are going to like buy out the restaurant. And you can't get a seat.
Oh, that's the truth behind it.
You know, so it's kind of, you know, I kind of put the Cubs with the Yankees and the Dodgers. Now they're just kind of like the big money teams. So when you look at a team like the White Sox where they're like, I don't know, do we get this guy? Because it's going to cost us a lot of money. You know, I kind of root on that a little bit more.
You know, the White Sox are always the redheaded stepchild, and I have a redheaded biological child, so that really bothers me.
Ooh.
You know?
Redheaded, well, he's not a stepchild.
No, he's mine. And even the mailman didn't have red hair, so I don't know how he got it. All right, so I have to ask you a weather-related question before we take a break, and I don't know if you know the answer. I know this isn't WebMD, but I have been having a lot more headaches than usual. Is there something going on with the barometric pressure, and does that do it?
It's probably humidity.
Humidity.
Yeah, the pressure's been up and down. It's probably humidity. You know, this time of the year, you know, now that we have those furnaces on, you know, furnaces are awesome for heating up air. They're not so awesome for keeping the humidity in your home that great. And especially when you're talking about like a workplace, like a building. I mean, you know, you may have that humidifier at home, but do they have that at your workplace? I think it's I think it could be a lot of dehydration. You just need,
that's true.
You got to stop drinking so much in the morning.
Mimosas don't count. There is orange
mimosas
juice.
Mimosas might be okay. That might be okay. But no more Tito's in the morning.
Yeah.
And it could be. It's probably not humidity because humidity spikes and drops so spectacularly every day.
Yes, and I did change the filter on my April Air whole house humidifier because you have to do that every year. So people, don't forget to do it because I heard Lou Manfredini talking about it, and you need to change them at least.
They get really bad.
Yeah, it's gross. All right, we're going to take a quick break and continue with Demetrius Ivory. It might be too early to find out if we're going to have a white Christmas. We are chatting with Demetrius Ivory, and I keep saying that it's supposed to warm up, but I'm not feeling it.
Well, here's the thing. When the high temperature yesterday at 25, a warm-up is really not much, not saying much.
I guess.
But we are going to get into the upper 30s tomorrow. Then after that, another a clipper system comes our way. Not much rain and snow. We will get some snow tomorrow, but it's going to drop our temperature significantly, and it's a tight system. It will pick up our winds. Thursday morning, it's going to be brutal outside. Wind chills well below zero. Temperatures will be in the teens. But the winds will be blowing or howling so much that it's going to make it feel much colder. We'll be in the 20s. Then we are going to warm up kind of step by step into the nearly 50 by Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, Sunday and Monday we'll be up to nearly 50 and then we drop again.
So is this roller coaster of temperatures normal?
I would say it is normal. I would say that it's normal if not a little bit exaggerated. These are temperatures that are a little bit colder than what we're used to getting this early. You know, there's always it's Chicago, it gets cold outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't get this cold. You know, you're usually not talking high temperatures in the 20s this time of the year. You're talking like January for that. So it is, it's a little amplified in that that's a lot of it's been colder than normal, and then it's going to get pretty much warm, much warmer than normal for a couple of days. But all in all, that's going to end up being basically average.
Well, I was reading, according to the National Weather Service, Chicago has seen its warmest year on record through November.
Yes. And,
wow.
And December may pull us down, but we continue to see that, and it's not just us, it's across the world.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, the debate is not whether or not the globe is warming. I mean, like I said, anyone who has an argument, I've always said, if you have an argument about global temperature, you know, fight it with a thermometer because that's who you're going against. You're not going to, you know, it's not theory, it's not whatever. You know, if you measure the temperature in your room every day and it's warmer each day, you can't say, well, this is change.
Yeah.
It's warmer, you know.
That's for sure. Every winter, I've spent my whole life here. I grew up mm-hmm. in Brookfield, Illinois. And, you kind of forget that you've made it through the winter. Like, I don't remember if last year was a bad winter or not, because it's just you move on.
Last year was not a very bad winter. We had some bad spells, and I think that's going to happen again. It seems like, and this is not... This is not using numbers, but just perception, as you said, just kind of as you get older, it seems like it all waits until like after New Year's now.
Yeah.
And then after that, I mean, it could be perception where you're just done with the holidays and ready for when it'd be over. But after that, it seems like, okay, you know, that's when we really kind of catch up to more winter numbers. It's colder than it's supposed to be and brings those numbers down to kind of normal numbers. But, you know, 50s in, you know, early December, not unheard of. It's not a record, but it's certainly warmer than usual. Yes.
When are you going to be able to determine whether or not we're going to have a white Christmas?
Oh, 7 days at a time. I usually look at... I live my life 7 days at a time. I usually look at it because it's a big one. Maybe 10 days out. So on the 15th, I usually start to look at it, but I wouldn't dare say it on air because there's just so much. The thing is, you know, if you're looking 10 days out and there's a huge winter storm and you go on air saying there's a huge, it looks like right now there's a huge winter storm. Well, lo and behold, 5 days before Christmas on the 20th, oh, it's not there. Someone will watch you on the 15th And then on the 25th, say, well, you said it was going to storm, you know? So I typically keep it a little bit closer.
That's good. It seems you get my emails then.
Can I just say, I would rather be prepared for something terrible and have it fizzle out, because at least you're ready for it.
But it seems like a white Christmas isn't even a thing anymore.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we really haven't had them in quite
some
time.
White Groundhog Day.
right. It's a white St. Patrick's Day, yeah. If we're not lucky.
White Halloween.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, but unfortunately, my email box says differently.
Quit emailing him, Steve.
Oh, man. I mean, I think some people have the email typed up already, and they wait for, you know, something like that to occur to hit send. So it's just one of those things where I would love to give you an early outlook, but I just don't want people to take that and then walk away, and then day of say, well, you said it was going to storm here. You know?
I don't blame you. Santa Claus will be bad to them. Yes. All right, what do we have in the next couple days? That you can give us.
All right, I can give you that. So tomorrow's 37 degrees, but you know what? The winds are going to be howling. We're talking 30 to 35 mile per hour winds tomorrow. And the high temperature is only going to be 37, but how about Thursday? A high temperature of 26 with 40 plus mile per hour winds. Very cold there. We'll get some snow tomorrow. I don't think very much, except if you look into northwest Indiana, you might get some accumulation there. Friday, sunshine. How about that? Saturday looks pretty good. Low 40s. Upper 40s on Sunday with a chance for rain Monday, probably Sunday night into Monday. Upper 40s. And then Monday, basically after you get off work, run home, because the temperature is going to go from 47 to probably about 28 in the next 12 hours. And Tuesday is going to be brutally cold again.
All right, everybody's little flat tire symbol on their dashboard is going to come up.
Yes,
because the way it's fluctuating like this, that's exactly what causes the pressure in your tires to fluctuate.
Right, and you have to do it. Well, you don't get new tires. That's what they are.
Exactly. Except Steve Bertrand confessed to us earlier, Demetrius, mm-hmm. that he has a slow leak in one of his tires, and you're not getting a new tire.
Well, it wasn't a confession. I mean, there's nothing to confess. I have a slow leak, so every 3 or 4 months I put more air in it.
Oh, 3 or 4 months? Oh, yeah. Let it ride.
Thank you,
really?
Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you're aware of the problem, shouldn't you fix the
problem? No way. Do you bring a do you keep the pressure gauge in your car, and when the light comes on, you know it's no
time
way.
Time to put more air in. Thank you, Demetrius.
Right. They say it's the rim. If it's a slow leak, it's not the tire. It's the rim.
I take that crack about Ohio State back right now.
All right, I'm asking you one more question.
Sure.
Do you leave your car on while you're filling up the gas tank?
Oh no.
Okay, Steve.
Oh come on.
Bertrand does that.
No, that's not good for your car, Bertrand. Oh, your poor car.
One little speck of static electricity,
yes.
And boom, there you go,
and
dude.
Do you know how many times we'll play that video if you go up in flames at a gas station? We're going to play that all the time.
Yay!
We'll be running your sound bites in slow motion so you sound sinister.
Hey, Drew.
And then show you blow up over and over again.
Play that Michigan fight song again.
Oh,
one more time.
Gosh.
All right. Well, Demetrius, great to talk to you, and we'll be watching you on WGN TV.
Talk to you soon. Hey, wait, Bertrand, you got about 2 months. Don't do it until February.
Okay.
All right.